Testing.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Glad we're together again today. Yeah. How are you? You have any idea what might be in this box? It says, ball float. I'll show it to you. It looks a little like a ball, but it's not. In fact, it's not a toy. It's something I need to fix my toilet in the bathroom. I asked a plumber friend of mine, and he told me how to do it. Said, just get a ball float and replace the old one. So, if you like, you can come and watch me fix it. Just take it to the bathroom. Hi, fish. I'll just put this new one up here, and now I'll show you what I have to replace. This is the old ball float. You see that? It's broken there and around there. This on here. Now see if it works. You see, the water goes from here down into here and then flushes down the drain. This fills up with water, and the float helps it to stop. I think that's going to be okay. I'll see if there's a way to recycle this old one. Before I throw something away, I always think about recycling it. Yep. Now, in this room, there are three places that water goes down. This sink here, and the toilet that we've seen, and the bathtub. This bathtub drain. See this little drain? See that? I'm going to put some water in here. And now I'll pull the plug on the drain. See it going down? Now, when I was a little boy, I would hear the rush of the water going down the drains, and I was afraid if I got too close, I might go down too. But my grandmother helped me to understand that people can never go down bathroom drains. That's why when I grew up to be a man, I decided I'd write a song about that. You can never go down, can never go down, can never go down the drain. You can never go down, can never go down, can never go down the drain. You're bigger than the water, you're bigger than the soap. You're much bigger than all the bubbles and bigger than your telescope. So you see, you can never go down, can never go down, can never go down the drain. You can never go down, can never go down, can never go down the drain. The rain may go down, but you can't go down. You're bigger than any bathroom drain. You can never go down, can never go down. You can never go down the drain. I mean, you're much bigger than this drain or this drain or... I think I hear someone knocking. Yes, I do. Let's go see who has come to visit. Just remember, no one can ever go down any bathroom drain. Coming. Coming. Let's see who's here. Oh, it's Maggie Stewart. Maggie, come
Hello.
In.
Hello, how
Hi.
Are you today?
Glad to see you.
Oh, good. I'm glad to see you.
What do you have?
I borrowed a copy of this book for you, Fred.
Oh, good. Would you come in?
Certainly. I know you wanted to learn more sign language.
That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Signs for us.
Yes, I brought this along.
I remember one you taught me some time ago.
Oh, yes, that's a very popular sign for I love you.
I have another one.
Another sign for I love you?
I'll show you.
Okay.
143. Mm-hmm. I-L-O-V-E-Y-O-U. It's a kind of a
see.
Code.
I know? Like it. I'll try it. One. Mm-hmm. Is for I. Mm-hmm. Four is for love. Mm-hmm. Three is for you.
Right.
I'll remember that.
Good. How would you sign, you can never go down the drain?
Oh, would you hold this for me?
Sure.
Thank you.
I think I better start with hello.
Good idea. Hello.
Hello. Could we look at this together?
Yes, let's.
Good, let's just sit here.
All right.
Signs for us.
Signs for us. And let's see, the first sign is
hello.
Hello.
Just what you were saying.
That's wonderful. And the next one. Oh, this is such a nice sign, the sign for friend.
Friend.
It's like two people. And they hug each other.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Uh-huh. Yes, wonderful. And let's see what's next is splendid.
Splendid.
Yes, I like that sign. Splendid.
You're splendid.
Yes. Splendid. And the sign for book. Just like opening a book. There you go.
Okay, now what's the next one?
Swimming things. We like swimming things. The sign for fish.
I like that.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Either way?
Either way. You can have fish swimming all over the place. Splendid fish.
Splendid fish.
Yes. That is splendid. And the next sign is the sign for house. And you just draw a house in the space in front of you. It's a nice house. Big house.
Oh, like that?
Big house. That's very nice. Or a little tiny house.
Do you do it like that?
Yes. Or a medium-sized house. A splendid house.
What else do you have
Let's
here?
Let's see. The next sign. Oh, this is another sign for love.
Oh, another one.
It's like giving yourself a big hug. Yes, that's a very nice sign.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. And at the end of the book, we have the sign for goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Before you go, if you are going after
yes,
goodbye.
I am going after goodbye.
Would you do something for me?
Surely, I have another couple of minutes.
Would you sign while I sing? Let's think of something to do while we're waiting.
Of course.
That song. And then just join in whenever you want.
Oh, yes, I'd be happy to. Mm-hmm.
Let's think of something to do while we're waiting, while we're waiting for something new to do. Let's try to think up a song while we're waiting that's liberating and will be true to you. Let's think of something to do while we're waiting, while we're waiting for something new. You know, it's really all right. In fact, it's downright quite bright to think of something to do that's specific for you. Let's think of something to do while we're waiting. Oh, I love that.
Waiting. I love this language. splendid.
Splendid to
yes,
you.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Maggie.
Oh, and thank you for singing and signing with me. Enjoyed this lesson. You know, it takes practice to learn anything well.
I'll try to practice.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Thank you. See you soon.
Hello. Goodbye. Ooh, I love learning those things. Let's have some make-believe. You know, in make-believe, we pretend that Maggie Stewart is Mayor Maggie of Westwood. So let's make-believe that she finally finds Purple Panda, and they're able to give him his mysterious package that keeps changing design and color. Okay? Neighborhood of make-believe.
Bonjour, Trolley. Oui, bonjour. Au revoir, Trolley.
Oh, il fait beau, n'est-ce pas?
Ah oui, il fait très beau.
Un beau jour dans ce voisinage.
Voisinage. Does that mean neighborhood?
Oui, voisinage. Neighborhood.
Well, my question for you, grand-père. In this voisinage, have you seen Purple Panda?
Oh, le panda pourpre.
Oui, we've been looking for him partout.
Il n'est pas chez moi.
He's not at your tower?
Non, malheureusement, il n'y est pas.
Well, thanks anyway. We're trying to find him because there's a special package waiting for him.
Alors, bonne chance, mademoiselle.
Merci, grand-père.
À tout à l'heure.
Tout à l'heure. Let's see, who else haven't I asked? Maybe the platypuses would know something about Purple Panda.
Disturbing you.
Oh,
No, I just came back from a swim, and now I'm going to take a shower.
Oh, did you have a good swim?
Oh, yes, it was such a good time, and I love being with Purple Panda.
You were with Purple Panda?
Yes, he even took me for a ride on his back in the water. You know, he is so very big.
Yes, I know. You know, we've been looking for him everywhere.
Well, after we swam, he said he wanted to walk over to Westwood before he went back to the planet Purple.
Oh, Anna, thanks. You're such a help.
Oh, I just tell the truth.
Well, that's really a big help. Have a good shower. I'll see you later.
All right, then. Goodbye, Lady A.
Goodbye. Oh, I'd better speak to someone from Westwood. I'll call Mayor Maggie.
Lady Amberlin.
Mayor Maggie!
Guess who we found in Westwood?
Purple Panda straight from swimming.
How did you know?
Anna Platypus told me.
Look who's here.
Oh, hi, Purple Panda. Is that really you, Purple Panda?
I am really Purple Panda.
We have been wondering where you were.
I was swimming and playing with Anna Platypus and other friends.
I told you why we were so anxious to find you, Purple Panda.
You said that there is some kind of package for me.
Yes, it's right back here in the P room for P for package. I'll go get it right now.
We'll wait for you right here.
Good, thanks.
You look splendid in that swimming suit.
I love to swim. Sounds like King Friday is coming.
You're absolutely right.
Mayor Maggie and swimmer, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
One of you sounds like Purple Panda.
I am Purple Panda, sire.
You are a swimming Purple Panda.
Yes, sire.
Well, you also are the receiver of a mysterious package. Attention, world. Bring on the package from the P room for Purple Panda. Very good service, niece.
Thank you, Uncle Friday.
Attention, niece. You may present the package to Purple Panda.
Thank you, Lady Amberlin.
You're welcome.
It is not very heavy.
Do you see what it says?
It says, do not open. I wonder what is inside.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Where did the package go?
We forgot to tell you about that part. Now we'll have to look for it again.
Yes, again.
Again, yes. Package search party. Again.
Thank you, Trolley.
Thanks, Trolley.
They found Purple Panda, but now the package is gone again. That's really a mysterious package. But of course, it's all make-believe. Splendid make-believe. Remember that? Splendid. Yeah. What was the sign for fish? This way, wasn't it? She said we could do it either way. Maggie Stewart teaching us how. We better feed the fish. Want some food, fish? Are you hungry? Yeah, you are. That water. It was fun to see Purple Panda in his swimming suit and goggles. He looked different at first, but after a while, I could tell that it was he. I'd like to show you something outside that a young friend of mine loaned me. Will you come with me? Have you ever seen a wagon like this? Sometimes it's easier to carry things in a wagon than in your arms. I had had a wagon like this when I was a boy. I'd take things from one place to another, and sometimes I'd even use it to make a bed for my stuffed animals. Yeah. Why don't you pretend that your favorite stuffed animal or toy, or whatever it is that you like the best, why don't you pretend that it's right in this wagon? We could sing to it. I'm taking care of you, taking good care of you. For once I was very little too. Now I take care of you. Could make your wagon into a bed. Make it roll along. Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery.
Hi.
Well, I finally found it. There it is. That's the tape that you...
How people make toy wagons. It's like this one?
Just like this one. It's a popular tape.
Could we show it on Picture Picture?
We can. We can.
Good. I'd like to show my neighbors how people make toy wagons.
Alrighty. Well, as we're watching it, I'll explain each step.
All right. Very good.
Alrighty. I think you'll find it interesting.
Oh, I'm glad you found this. Perfect timing. You want to hold that?
All righty.
Thank you. All right. Let's watch on Picture Picture how people make toy wagons.
When people make toy wagons, they start with big flat pieces of metal. Mm-hmm. This machine forms each metal sheet into the main part of the wagon.
How does it do that?
Well, this big section of the machine comes down and presses the metal into just the right shape. See?
Oh, yes.
There it goes. There it is. Now, this next machine trims off the extra metal around the outside edge.
Oh, it trims it off.
Now, you'll see how it works. Watch. Puts it on. See?
Oh, yes. There's the extra.
That's the extra metal. And you know, the extra metal is recycled to make more wagons.
Oh, good.
Ah. That's the part you sit in?
Mm-hmm. Or put things in.
Put things in. Now, these next machines smooth the rough outside edges so that people won't get hurt.
I see.
And put some final touches on each wagon before it goes to be painted. That's what these machines are doing now.
Oh, look at all of them.
Mm-hmm. They're about to be painted.
Is that what's happening here?
That's what's happening here. The wagons are hung on hooks, and this spraying machine paints the outside of each wagon.
Oh, look at that red paint coming out in spray. That's fun to watch. What's happening here?
Well, this is special robotic painter does the inside corners. They're too hard for the other sprayer to reach, so they use this special painter.
And it puts on just enough paint, doesn't
that's
it?
That's right.
But what about the middle of it?
Well, that's next. That's in fact what's happening right now. You see, the insides are being painted by a sprayer just like the first sprayer. Now, next comes the wheels, and they're made from this giant roll of metal. And the metal moves through a machine that cuts and molds it into just the right size and shape to make wheels. That's what's happening here.
Boy, that machine works very quickly.
Oh, it certainly does.
Oh, I see. There they are. There are the wheels.
Well, each part is half of a wheel.
Oh.
In fact, here's where the parts of the wheels are assembled. This man places one part on top of another, and then the machine presses those two parts together to form a single wheel.
Mm. Takes a lot of machines to make one wagon.
It certainly does, but it's important to remember that it takes people to make the machines work.
That's for sure. Now, what's happening here?
Well, the wheels need to be painted, just like the wagons do, only the wheels are painted white.
What is that?
This machine attaches the rubber tire around the outside of the wheel and pops it into a bin.
Is that fun?
It sure is. It's my favorite part of the tape. Mm-hmm. Finally, it's time to put the wagon together. Each person carefully assembles a different part. And when the wagon's all put together, this man does a final check to be sure it works just right. And now the wagon's ready to roll.
Mr. McFeely, I enjoyed that.
Well, I knew you would. Well, I have to get this popular tape back to the library now.
I can imagine why it's so popular. You know, most children love things that have wheels and that move.
You know, when I was a little boy, I used to have a paper route, and I would deliver my papers in a wagon similar to this one.
Really?
And that's how I started my speedy delivery service,
of
I guess.
Course. Of course it is.
Speaking of speedy deliveries, I better make some more.
Thank you very much, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I'll be back another day with more tapes. Speedy delivery.
You make good deliveries.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I like to share all kinds of things with you. Ball floats. Good friends like Mr. McFeely, things and ideas and special times. You know, that gives me a lot of pleasure to be able to share those things with you. So naturally, I'll be glad to be back here next time. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up, ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. You always make it such a special day. You know how? By just your being yourself. I look forward to the time when I'll be saying, hello, right now. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.